Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Tuesday, August 24th, 2021. And yes, my friends, hell has frozen over because, that's right, the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer has officially been released. Oh my goodness. So, all those people who have been waiting for this trailer, your day has finally come. Yes, it is out. It launched kind of last night at, what was it, CinemaCon or something, I think it was called, that it came out last night. So we're going to be talking all about that trailer here on this episode. But before we do, as always, don't forget, you can always follow me on Twitter at Mark Turcotte, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. And of course, you can always email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. Please let me know your thoughts on this trailer. Did you see in this trailer everything you wanted to see? Or maybe things were missing, or maybe certain people were missing. Please let me know, because that's obviously the fun of this as we lead up to the release of Spider-Man No Way Home, which is coming December 17th, which is a ways away, but it's really not. Now, the crazy thing to think about is before all that, we're going to get, what, two other Marvel films with Shang-Chi and the Eternals? So, I mean, this is just tons of Marvel content coming our way, as well as how many episodes of What If between them, because yesterday, or tomorrow, I mean, of course, is What If Wednesday. So we'll be talking about the latest episode of What If. But let's jump into it here. You know, the trailer kicks off with, you know, kind of the state of things for Peter. And, you know, we saw at the end of the last movie, of course, Mysterio. I know I kind of slipped there, right? I mean, that's kind of been the joke here. Like, where's Mephisto in this movie? But with Mysterio's death, but he basically pins it on Spider-Man. And then you have the ending of J.K. Simmons, J. Jonah Jameson revealing the secret identity of Spider-Man, that it is indeed Peter Parker. And we kind of see Peter's life living that way. You know, I mean, we see him and Mary Jane up on top of the rooftop. They're kind of reading through the tabloids of people speculating Spider-Man, and that he maybe has these abilities to kind of seduce women, I guess, is kind of the way, you know, it's kind of in there, which I thought was kind of great. But, you know, we see kind of just him being harassed at school or walking down the street. I mean, we've seen this portrayed in the comics, but, you know, obviously, really have never seen it portrayed in live action. And getting that here, it's very, I don't want to say disturbing, but I mean, yeah, this is poor Peter, and he can't walk down the street. I mean, how could he ever be able to function and do anything? I mean, we see him trying to go to school, and kids are just like, every single one of them, taking a picture of him, filming him with his phone. I mean, that's how kids today would react if they saw someone like him, right? I mean, they react that way when they see their favorite YouTuber. So, I mean, freaking Spider-Man walking down the hallway, that's the way they're going to act, right? And, you know, we see not only that, but then we see him within a police station, which, by the way, if you haven't checked on that police officer's jacket where he's talking about the drones and how they were, you know, they were his. That insignia is for the Department of Damage Control, the DODC. So that's, I guess they were all the way back in Spider-Man Homecoming. So we'll kind of have to see, you know, maybe where they're going to play into. I mean, obviously they're coming back from another Spider-Man film, but maybe we'll see them at some point coming back in. Now, this is where it gets interesting and where people are saying, hey, we see him chained up to a table being interrogated for the death of Mysterio and for, you know, having all the drones and all that stuff, and that they're blaming it on him. A lot of people saying he would need some sort of lawyer. Now, remember, there were rumors that potentially Daredevil was going to appear in this, that maybe Charlie Cox was going to maybe reprise his role from the Netflix version of Daredevil and be his lawyer. Is that what we're going to get here? I mean, Peter would clearly need a lawyer, right? So maybe that's where that could come into play. I know we're kind of grasping at straws here. This could be yet another Mysterio, another Mephisto. I keep confusing the two, or maybe I'm not. Maybe that's just a nice little slip there. But, you know, people want Mephisto to be in everything. Is Daredevil going to be that same thing where, you know, we were getting rumors of that, but it's just not going to happen. But, it, you know, with the potential for the multiverse of this film, I think it would make sense to see him appear in here and kind of be the first introduction of that. You know, that leads then Peter, we see him just kind of wishing that, you know, everybody didn't know that, which obviously, right, Peter's going to think that. He doesn't want everybody to know that he is Spider-Man. So he tries to find a way to stop it. And who else, you know, who does he know that he can visit that potentially could do that? Well, anybody that can cast a spell. And that it is, of course, Doctor Strange. Now, this version of Doctor Strange is very, very interesting. He goes into, you know, his sanctum and sees him wearing a parka number one with the cape on it, but then also like a hoodie underneath that. It's just this Doctor Strange we've never seen before. And on top of that, the whole place is just frozen over. So I don't know what's going on. Why does he even have to wear the parka? What happened? Maybe it's just showing us how he's having some issues casting spells, because then that leads him to Peter basically asking him, hey, is it possible for people to not know me? Can you do something about that? And Wong, of course, is telling him, no, don't do it. Don't cast that spell, and leaves. Doctor Strange winks, and then it cuts to them getting ready to cast that spell. So this is kind of, you know, I think in my head, and I'm sure many of you, we kind of thought like the events we saw in Loki and the events we saw in potentially WandaVision are what were kind of leading to this multiverse of madness. But, you know, what we're kind of seeing here is that it's actually just Doctor Strange casting the spell. Now, look, it could be a combination of everything, right? It could be this spell that he's casting, which, as he's casting the spell, Peter being Peter, Spider-Man being Spider-Man, literally cannot stop talking and basically forces Doctor Strange to screw the spell up. And, you know, Peter's like, well, I need to know, you know, Mary Jane, she has to know who I am. And May has to know that I'm Spider-Man. And you know, just kind of going through everybody's list, and Doctor Strange basically screws it up. And that casts them into the multiverse, or to some sort of version of the multiverse. Now, is this the multiverse of madness? Or will we maybe learn that it really wasn't Peter that did it? I think maybe that's kind of where this is going to go, is that we're going to see that Peter's going to blame himself. Doctor Strange is going to blame Peter. They're going to think that's what it is, but it's ultimately going to be the events of what happened in Loki, maybe, is potentially what caused it, although it just was kind of the timing, right, of everything, that it appears to have been Peter or Doctor Strange. I don't know. Maybe that's kind of where that's going. Then we kind of see him, you know, flash through, you know, this multiverse. We get a vision of him running in kind of that black and gold suit, which we, you know, don't really know too much for why he is wearing that. We see Aunt May at some point there. And then that's when we kind of start getting shots of the first villains. We do see some electricity shooting through, which then we quickly get a green goblin bomb thrown. And then, of course, we get kind of the big reveal that everybody was, you know, knew was coming. What looks to be kind of like a bridge or on a street. You see the giant Dr. Octopus arm come flying through, and then that's what we get the reveal of Alfred Molina's Dr. Octopus, of course, from Spider-Man 2, saying, hello, Peter. And that's kind of that. Now, a lot of speculation that Alfred Molina is not saying hello, Peter, to Tom Holland, Peter Parker, because you would think that he would look different, right? So that potentially that could be the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, because again, tons of rumors that Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire were going to be in this film as we're kind of entering the multiverse would just make sense. And really, this is, you know, truly confirming just how much the multiverse is playing into this film. I mean, it had been speculated, but, you know, the only movie that we really knew that we were getting the multiverse in was, of course, Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness. We weren't really getting that confirmation. It was all just things kind of leaking and seeping out. This is full confirmation we're getting it. Now, I will tell you, if Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are not in this film, but yet you're bringing in Alfred Molina, we, as far as we know, Jamie Foxx is Electro, potentially Willem Dafoe is Green Goblin, you're just doing it wrong. Like, you gotta have Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire in this film. I mean, you have to, because that would just make sense. It would just be kind of a, I don't want to say a cop-out, but it would just be it'd be such a letdown, right? I mean, after all this building, all this hype, they gotta do it, man. And if they do it, there will be, this will be it. I mean, this will be one of the greatest Marvel movies of all time, combining everything, right? Going back to those legacy films. It'll be incredible. I mean, I'm almost positive Alfred Molina is talking to Tobey Maguire there. He's gotta be, right? I mean, you would think if they go to these different multiverses, nobody's going to recognize that person as that character. I mean, we see that with, or saw that with Loki. I mean, you know, when you had the quote unquote female Loki come in, nobody knew her as Loki in that world in that time frame, right? And she was totally different. Even, well, I guess, but it was a Loki seeing her, you know, when Loki goes and kind of saw, you know, alligator Loki and all those other Lokis. I mean, I guess he did kind of recognize them, right? Because the costumes they're wearing. But I would think somebody from a different multiverse coming into a different multiverse to see the same person isn't going to recognize their face. Let's put it right. They're not going to see it. Now, the only other way that they could is if that spell is so broken and they've changed it to see that. You know, I mean, my wife, when we kind of said that, I was like, that's got to be Tobey Maguire. She was like, yeah, well, if the papers know who he is and put his face up, then we know. You know, there's just a lot of different things to think about, but I think it would be too much to say like, okay, well, the Tom Holland Spider-Man now in every multiverse of potential Spider-Man is now this, you know, is this Tom Holland, his face, that Spider-Man, that's Peter Parker, and any villain in any of these multiverses would recognize him as that. I don't know, maybe not. And I guess it just depends, but man, I truly hope it's Tobey Maguire, and I hope they go that route. But December 17th can't come quick enough. Now, the interesting bit about this trailer is, I keep saying trailer, this is actually a teaser. This is not the trailer for the film. So we are going to be due to be getting an actual trailer at some point. Obviously, before that, you know, I would assume that's probably going to be, you know, what, late October, mid-late October, even beginning of November. But, you know, I don't want them to reveal too much. I know there was some disappointment from people not seeing Goblin, not seeing Electro, all that. But I think Alfred Molina is almost enough. Like, keep so much of this secret, please. Because the potential for this film and what could be there is just sky's the limit, right? There's so much they could do. So it's going to be interesting. And this is going to be pretty awesome. And again, you know, it just amazes me that we live in this time where there's just such incredible Marvel content coming out, man. It's just so awesome. So I can't wait for it. All right, let's wrap it up there. Don't forget tomorrow, Wednesday, we are going to have What If Wednesday to be talking about tomorrow. And as well, you know, big game on Game Pass came out today. So we'll hopefully be talking about that Thursday. And that is Psychonauts 2. So if you have Game Pass, go give it a download. It's kind of one of the big Microsoft games launching here this year. And of course, coming from Double Fine, and early reviews are coming in pretty good. I'm going to be honest, I never actually played the first Psychonauts, but I do love Double Fine. They just make some incredible games. And I think they do a really nice little recap, kind of some of the reviews I watch for the game to kind of get you into it. So it's a really cool, very stylized little action platformer that looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. It has a very neat style to it. So if you're looking for something to play and you got Game Pass, go check it out. PC and console, Psychonauts 2. And I think it's in the cloud as well, too, which is pretty awesome. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow. Email me. Let me know your thoughts, please, on the No Way Home trailer. Did it live up to your expectations? Hit me on Twitter at Mark Turk, MarkTurc. Or, of course, you can email the show, theenthuselife@gmail.com. So, everybody, have a great rest of your day. And until tomorrow, we'll catch you next time.